Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The US and Ukraine have given an upbeat assessment of talks in Geneva on ending Russia's war in Ukraine. The American Secretary of State Marco Rubio said tremendous progress was made and none of the remaining issues was insurmountable. Ukraine, he said, must be left feeling safe and not vulnerable to invasion, but Russia must also agree to any peace plan. A senior Ukrainian negotiator, Rustem Umerov, said the current version of the peace blueprint now reflects most of Ukraine's key priorities. Sean Dilley reports from Washington.
Mr. Rubio and Donald Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, were flown in to engage with European leaders who had expressed concerns that too much was being asked of Ukraine and too much ground handed to Moscow. Those talks, it seems, have been a success so far. Mr. Rubio says President Trump is quite happy with progress despite having accused Ukraine of showing zero gratitude on social media earlier in the day. President Zelensky again thanked America and all countries for their support. The Ukrainian leader said diplomacy has been reinvigorated, expressing hope that his country's perspectives and national interests would be respected.
Ukrainian officials say Russia has carried out a massive drone attack on the eastern city of Kharkiv, killing four people. More than a dozen others were injured. The mayor said 15 strikes were recorded in six areas of the city, which is close to the Russian border. Hezbollah's chief of staff has been killed in an Israeli strike on Beirut, the first to target the Lebanese capital since June. The militant group confirmed Haytham Ali Tabatabai died in the attack in the southern suburbs. The Lebanese health ministry said five people were killed. President Youssef Aoun has called on the international community to put pressure on Israel to stop its attacks, which have intensified despite a ceasefire. A BBC investigation in Sierra Leone has exposed people who claim to sell human body parts for use in rituals. Often sold for thousands of dollars, the parts are believed to bring power and wealth. BBC Africa Eye's Tyson Conte reports.
Traditional herbalists are the backbone of Sierra Leone's health system, outnumbering those who practice Western medicine. But criminals are damaging their reputation. BBC Africa Eye tracked down a man on the outskirts of the capital, Freetown, who claimed to trade in human body parts. Secret filming recorded the dealer bragging that he and his team had abducted, killed and mutilated people. He claimed to be part of a wider network. The BBC told the police, who carried out an investigation. Three men were arrested and charged with practicing sorcery, as well as being in possession of traditional weapons used in ritual killings. They have since been bailed pending investigations.
World News from the BBC. 50 children of the more than 300 abducted from a Catholic school in Nigeria have escaped. The Christian Association of Nigeria says they've been reunited with their families in Niger State. Madina Mashani has the latest.
The proprietor of the school has confirmed to me that over 50 of these students have managed to escape. And the Nigerian president, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, has also made this clear. But the mood on ground does not really reflect that news. And the parents have camped outside the school and they are agitated. They are angry because we keep hearing that these students have reunited with their parents. But really, most of them haven't. Most of the parents that I've been speaking to keep telling me that they do not know where their children are. So they are camped outside the school. They are waiting for more information on the whereabouts of their children.
Authorities in Colombia say they've rescued 17 youths who had been held captive by an ultra-Orthodox Jewish sect accused of human trafficking and child abuse. The children and teenagers, who include Americans, Guatemalans and Canadians, were rescued in a raid on a hotel in the north of the country. The electoral authorities in Bosnia say the right-hand man of the dismissed Republika Srpska leader Milorad Dodik has won the presidential vote. Provisional results show that Siniša Karan won more than 50% of the votes in the semi-autonomous Serb region. Mr. Dodik was sentenced to 1 year's imprisonment and barred from politics for 6 years after rejecting the authority of the Bosnian High Representative and making state laws ineffective. Preliminary results from Slovenia's referendum on assisted dying indicate that voters have rejected the legislation. It would have allowed adults capable of making their own decisions the right to end their lives voluntarily if they suffered unbearably due to a serious incurable illness. With almost all ballots counted, 53% of voters were against the legislation. BBC News.